Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Adam, when he was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stroke his back. So all of the descendants of Adam came out from the back of Adam. We don't know in which form they came out, but they all fell down from his back, all of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put some light between their eyes. Adam said, "Who are they?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "These are your descendants." So Adam looked at one of them and he saw some bright shining light between his eyes and he liked it and he liked him. So Adam said, "Who is this?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "This is one of your descendants who's going to come in the end of time. His name is Dawood." SubhanAllah, Allah is telling Adam, this is a Dawood. It's towards the end of time. Where are we living then? Adam said, "Kam umruh?" What's his age? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 60 years old. Adam loved him. This is one of his children, one of his descendants. SubhanAllah, all of us are the children of Adam. He views us all as his children, his descendants. Even though there's thousands of years between Adam and Dawood, but he loved him. So he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, give him 40 years from my life." He said, "Oh Allah, give him 40 years from my life." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam, "Then it would be written down and sealed." In other words, are you sure? Adam said, "Yes." So it was prescribed and sealed. That's it. This happened when Adam was created, very early in time. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. That's the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam he would live. So now Adam is living in dunya and years are passing by. Then when he was 960 years old, the angel of death came to Adam and told him, "Are you ready to die?" Because the angel of death takes permission from the Anbiya. "Are you ready to die?" Adam said, "I still have 40 years to live. Allah told me that I'm going to live 1,000 years. I still have 40 years to live." The angel of death said, "Didn't you give 40 years of your life to your son Dawood?" Adam denied. This hadith is sahih. Adam denied. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "فَجَحَدَ آدَمْ فَجَحَدَ الذُّرِّيَّةَ." Adam denied, so the children of Adam, they deny. وَنَسِيَ آدَمْ فَنَسِيَ الذُّرِّيَّةَ. And Adam forgot, and his children forget. وَأَخْطَأَ آدَمْ فَخَطِيَ الذُّرِّيَّةَ. And Adam made mistakes, and his children make mistakes. Adam forgot. See, sometimes we forget. And that is human nature. And it is said that the name Insan comes from nisyan. Insan in Arabic comes from nisyan, which is forgetting. It's a human nature. We forget. And when we forget, we reject. Adam denied that he gave 40 years because he forgot. He wasn't lying. We need to understand that. Adam forgot. Adam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Anbiya of Allah ma'asumun al kadhib. They are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them infallible from falling in these sins. So Adam, he forgot that he gave this promise. Adam forgot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. This was a mistake from Adam. And this is a Nabi of Allah. Always in agreements that we have with each other and things that we say in our daily conversations, this thing happens again and again. I would say something today. You would come to me after a month and you would say, "You promised me so and so." I tell you, "No, I didn't." You accuse me of lying. "I'm not lying. I forgot. I did not lie." We forget, and that happens, and give excuse for your brothers. Rasulullah says, "Find 70 excuses for your brother." No, we don't find any excuses. You're lying. "I'm sure that I told you so." You are a liar, and you brand him as a liar for the rest of his life. Adam, and this is something big. This is something really big. I mean, you promised 40 years of your life. This is a big thing. Adam forgot. It's human nature. You could forget major things. And on small details, if somebody forgets, it's a big problem and a big deal. You know, let's use these stories to learn some akhlaq also, because we are in great need of akhlaq. You don't know al-ghayb. You don't know why the other person, maybe there was a miscommunication, maybe they didn't understand you, they forgot, they made a mistake, they misinterpreted. You can find easily, if you want, 70 excuses or more. If you want to. Adam then submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave away his soul. And humans did not learn these. These things are new for them. So the angels descended. And they washed Sayyidina Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witran an odd number of times. And they dug the grave for Adam, the malaika. And they made it in the form of a lahd. And they buried Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The angels washed him and the angels buried him. This is our father, Adam alayhi salam. This is the end of his story. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us together with our father في مستقر رحمته in Jannah.